Good morning. Happy Saturday. Let me be the first one, or hopefully I'm the first one, to encourage you on this Saturday, this weekend. We've made it to the end of a work week for most, and we're getting ready to go into Sunday, where hopefully most of us will find some place to gather together and worship with other like-minded believers. I just want to encourage you this morning to keep doing whatever you do for Christ. In a world where we live, where everything is a show, everything is fake, everything is a fraud, people are doing things and calling it Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and Jesus is getting no glory behind it. There is no real fruit of Christ being shown. This morning, I just want to let you know to be true and sincere in what God has called you to do. I don't care if it's standing on a street corner, holding up a sign saying Jesus Christ is King. Do that as an audience of one. Do it to an audience of one, which is your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. If God has called you to teach Sunday school, do it as you are doing it unto Christ. Do it with no strings attached. Whatever God has called you to do, whatever it is that God has called you to do, purpose in your heart on this day that you will do it as you are doing it unto God. You do it for an audience of one. Because when you begin to do things, and you're doing it for performance, to get likes, so your pastor will call your name, so that people can brag about you and shine a light, shine their light on you, God gets no glory. So make sure that whatever you do, you train yourself to say, God, I'm doing this for you. I take no glory. I do this my own self. Why? Because we live in a body. We still have the capability to operate in flesh. And so we have to keep our flesh under subjection. The word of God tells us to crucify our flesh daily. You know what that means? That flesh is going to rise up and say, girl, you know you want them to say your name. Girl, they didn't even say your name. If I was you, I wouldn't go back over there. Well, why did you give? Why did you encourage someone? Was it for you to be in the limelight, or did you want people to point back to Christ and say, look how God allowed someone to come into my life and bless me? So whatever you do today, do it for an audience of one. Do it as you are doing it unto Christ, because guess what? No matter what you do, guess who's looking? God. Guess who sees? God. Guess who hears? God. So you may as well do it for the right reasons. And so right now, I just want to say a special prayer for those of you under the sound of my voice. You may not know what to do for Christ. You may not know what he's calling you to do. It may be God just telling you to be the light in your household, to be a light to your family. God may be calling you to help minister to your family first before he sends you out to do anything else. So right now, God, we just come before you humbly. We come before you graciously, God, because we know that you are the giver of life. And God, we know that if it had not been for your grace and your mercy on our side, God, where would we be? It is an awful thought to think about where we would be if we didn't have you on our side, if we didn't have you as our redeemer. So God, this morning, we want to submit all of our will, all of our ways to you, our thoughts, our plans, our actions, God. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, renewing us a right spirit and creating us a clean and a pure heart. God, help us, God, to search for you, God. Lord, help us, God, to ask you at all times and in all things, what is it that you would have for us to do? What is the call that is on our lives? Show us what it is. And then, God, help us not to measure it against what somebody else is doing. God, help us to be comfortable in who you have called us to be, in the name of Jesus. Because whoever you have called us to be, whatever you've called us to do, God, that is enough. That is enough, God. I ask that you give us a spirit of that's enough. That is enough. Whatever God has called me to do, that is enough. God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask right now that for those of us who may have gotten a little off track, we may have teeter-tottered a little bit off the path that you laid for us, God, I ask that you graciously bring us back over to the right and proper side in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, God, that whatever it is, God, that we are missing, wherever you have spoken and we have missed your voice, God, help us, give us another opportunity of grace to get in place so that we can hear your voice. And God, we come against every disturbance. We come against every mountain. We come against everything that comes to hinder us from being who you called us to be. The weapons will form, God, we know that, but they will not prosper because your word says so. God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you, God. We lift you up. God, you are mighty. You are strong in battle. You don't need our help. All you need is our willingness. All you need is our obedience to follow you. Give us a spirit of disobedience in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask, God, today that as we leave this prayer, God, that you don't take your presence away from us, God. And everything that you have, that we have petitioned you for, God. Lord, we pray and we ask right now, God, that you would help us to patiently wait on you, knowing that you will come when you know that the time is right. Because you are not bothered by time. Because you are the creator of time. And you, God, alone know exactly when to come through, and you know exactly when to open the door of opportunity for us. God, we ask these prayers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for lending me your ear. Pray for me. If you think of me, just whisper a prayer for me. You don't have to fall all out in the middle of the floor and sprawl all out and have somebody throw a blanket over you. Just whisper a quick, diligent prayer. Be diligent to pray for people when they cross your mind. And I ask that you be kind to somebody today just because you can do it. And do it to that person that is not very lovable. Because what are you going to gain by doing something for somebody that you get along with? Somebody that you go out to eat with. Oh, child, girl, we laugh all the time. And what good is it going to do you? What will you gain from that? But sow a seed into somebody's life that you know they need to sense God's love. They need to sense that someone is reaching out to them. And then if you have not given your life to Christ, now is the time. If you have backslidden in any area of your life, now is the time for you to come back humble. Just don't come back proud and puffed up. Come back in humility, and then you watch God raise you back up or raise you up to where you need to be. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad therein. Until next time, better, greater. It is sooner, not later. Love you. Bye-bye.